Pierre McGuire standing by. Pierre brought to you by Lorne Rubin at Paramount Financial Services. Over 25 years of experience in handling other people's hard-earned money. When markets are bad, you need good advice. From RRSPs and property tax planning to life and disability insurance, you get the best advice without the attitude. Lorne's a mensch. Give him a call at Paramount Financial Services, 514-905-0885. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this time, along with Joey Elias in for John Still, Jimmy Garofalos in for Andy Bennett, Mitch Melnick with you until 6 o'clock. Good afternoon, Pierre McGuire.
How are you doing, Mitch?
We're good. We're all good. Happy Friday, Pierre.
Yes, it's a little darker now after fall back, right?
It's kind of depressing, to be honest. I look out and it's pitch black.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievably dark. Yes, it's very, very dark outside.
Are you still in the Boston area?
No, I'm up in upstate New York now. I'm at Clarkson in Potsdam, New York. I'm watching Clarkson play tonight.
Okay. Man, once a scout, always a scout. Before we get going on what happened last night and what might happen this weekend, it's our first opportunity to talk to you about this guy right here.
We're moving on. Character bunch of guys. And there's not a better group of guys that I want to do it with.
Congratulations. We'll see you Saturday afternoon in Montreal for game one of the Eastern Conference Final, PK.
Yeah, baby.
One of the greatest kisses on live television. And
no, like yeah. I said, I mean, this is not about, you know, giving bulletin board material. That's a great team. Statistically, they're the best team in the second half of the season since that coaching change. And we know that right now, this is the toughest hockey of our career so far. So we just got to get prepared for game two.
Well said. Thanks for doing this, PK.
It's true. You know what else is true? It's true that you get better looking every day. I mean, Jesus, Pierre, what are you doing? What's the secret?
Go to the gym like you.
I like it. I like it.
PK Subban, as a Hab and a Predator with Pierre McGuire, now officially full-time at ESPN. What do you think?
Oh, I'm happy for him. I mean, we did a little work together at NBC, too, by the way. People don't know that. Sam Flood actually gave PK his first real opportunity on big-time national TV probably 4 or 5 years ago. And so I'm happy for him. It's a great opportunity. He's a personality. He's a huge personality in the game. You know, I have always been a fan, as you know, and it goes back to when he was trying out and playing World Junior for Canada. I mean, he was an amazing junior player for Belleville. People forget that. And I remember once telling you, you asked me, Mitch, what's he like? I said, he's got a little Chelios. He's got a little Matthew Schneider. He's got a little Larry Robinson. He's got a little Eric Desjardins. He's got a little bit of everybody in there. In his prime, I mean, he was really good. He was really, really good. And I don't think he ever got enough credit for being as good as he was.
But I think it must have been fairly obvious early on, Pierre, that whenever he had to retire or was forced into retirement or decided to retire, that he'd move right into a studio or a booth.
No, I don't think that was ever a problem. And that's why NBC, Sam Flood, again, was wise enough to try to jumpstart that, knowing that potentially, you know, this was his last contract and give him an opportunity. I know the general manager that traded for him. People forget that. Ray Sherrill was a general manager in New Jersey when he traded to get him out of Nashville. And so I know what went into why that deal went down. And listen, some people are big PK people. Others aren't. That's just how it works. I'm a big PK person. I know him. I was never a teammate of his outside of being on TV with him. But I would tell you this. I've only had amazing experiences with him, including the All-Star game in L.A., where I watched him behind the scenes do things that he will never tell people about, because that's what you do. When you do charitable things, you don't have to tell people about it. I watched him do it, and he's legit. He's legit that way.
All right, another great talent making some news, even though he's already entrenched in an off-ice position. They removed the business affairs from Marty Brodeur's title, and he is now the full-time VP hockey ops with the Devils. Did you see this? Did you see this?
I think he's been doing that for a while. I think he's been doing it for a while, but that's okay. That's good. What he did where I think New Jersey ownership was really wise with this, allow him to grow into the position by gaining experience. And I think it's one of the things every former player that hasn't been trained coming up the ranks through midget and junior as a management person or a coach should do what Steve Yzerman did. And what Steve Yzerman did when he retired as a player could have gone right into upper echelon management in Detroit. But he didn't. He didn't because he knew he wasn't ready to do it. And so he learned from Kenny Holland. He learned from Scotty Bowman. He learned from really, really good people that really understood the business, like unbelievably understood. So that in 2010, when he was ready to go to Tampa, he was ready. He was ready. Trust me. I was a runner-up for that job in Tampa. And I'll never forget Mr. Vinnick calling me up, and he said, Pierre, heartbreaking news for you, but I'm really excited. I go, yeah, I figured who's getting the job instead of me. And he goes, Steve Yzerman. I said, great choice. He's paid all the proper dues to get to where he is. And I'll never forget that conversation with Mr. Vinnick. So, no, that's what most former players should be doing. They should be studying the Yzerman plan, and I think that, quite frankly, I think Marty's done that.
On the ice last night, Charlie McAvoy returns and, of course, scores the game-winning goal in his first game back. The Bruins haven't lost on home ice yet. They're now 12-2. Linus Ullmark is the first NHL goalie to hit 10 wins. Joey, jump in. Joey's a big Bruins fan, so jump in here anytime.
I like you hearing. I like hearing it from you.
Pierre, I mean, this is unreal, you know, what they've managed to do out of the gate. I don't know how many times we can keep coming back to this, but at some point they got to, like, even if they have some kind of prolonged losing streak of 4 or 5, they've built themselves such a cushion here. You know, unless disaster strikes, they're guaranteed a playoff spot. It's just how good a team is this in reality?
They're a good team, and getting Charlie back is super amazing for them. Now, I was at the game last night. I was there. I was in the hallway. And so what I would tell you is the number one thing that's gone on there that's different, and this is not a knock on Bruce Cassidy, who's doing an amazing job in Vegas, by the way, it was time for a change in Boston, and Donnie Sweeney and Cam Neely knew it, and that's why Bruce Cassidy's no longer there and Jim Montgomery is. Every player that you talk to in Boston, they will tell you the same thing. They have nothing against Bruce. It's just that the mindset and the attitude around the group is different. They have the number one penalty kill in the league. Chris Kelly, the former Ottawa Senator player and Boston Bruins Stanley Cup player, he's a big part of that. He's on the bench. He's got an amazing way about him. Jim Montgomery's got an amazing way about him. I talked to Jimmy last night briefly in the hallway. It was phenomenal. The guys trust his messaging, and they really want to go to the wall for him. And they've done a really good job communicating how they want their team to play. So, no, listen, it's hard to win that much in the NHL, especially on home ice, never losing on home ice. But these guys are finding a way, and I think the culture that has been built there over time has been great, but Jimmy Montgomery and the coaching message has been phenomenal, and every player from Boston will tell you that.
Well, I mean, I like hearing that, but we were talking, Mitch and I were bringing up Cassidy, and he's having a great season in Vegas that I definitely didn't see Vegas coming out that way. You know,
especially without good goaltending, nobody knew who Logan Thompson was or is. You know, so the truth is, Joey, when you look at it, Jack Eichel's been off the charts good. Keeping Riley Smith was huge for them. Riley Smith could have been a free agent, and he was, and they found a way to keep him. Not trading Jonathan Marchessault was gigantic for them. Their defense has been rock solid. Maybe the most underrated guy in the league. Everybody likes their underrated guys, but Zach Whitecloud is maybe one of the most underrated players in the league. So, they're good. Bruce didn't step into a rebuild there. He stepped into a good team, like a really good team. But Bruce is a really good coach because he knows how to get his players to push the pace of the game.
Ninth straight win for Vegas last night. Buffalo drops to 500 at 7-7, and there's this sense of deja vu in Buffalo. This season seems different, though, Pierre.
It is different because Tage Thompson's the real deal. Tage Thompson's a first-line center. They haven't had that in a long, long, long time. And so Tage, you look at him every day, it's like a point to a point and a half every game. So he makes everybody around him better. Rasmus Dahlin has never played this well in the NHL, former first overall pick. So that's really good for them. They had a tremendous draft in Montreal last summer. None of those players are ready yet, but in a year or two, they will be. Buffalo's going in the right direction. I'm really happy for them. I'm thrilled. Just like I'm really happy for Montreal fans and Ottawa fans, because even though Ottawa's struggling, I do think they're going to be better. Buffalo fans are hardy souls, and they deserve a lot of credit for being loyal to their team, and I think they're going to get paid off for it.
Svechnikov and Natchez trying to get the puck down low to Aho. Svechnikov back for Chatfield, now DeHaan. He's shot right on, rebound, Svechnikov, Campbell makes the save, the new score! Here come the Hats! Andrei Svechnikov! Two goals against, two games against the Oilers, six goals!
Boy, it's tough to defend when those three guys are on the ice together. How they torched Edmonton and Jack Campbell last night.
Well, that guy, Svechnikov, is a savage. He's big, he's fast, he's tough, he's fearless. I did the game when he fought Ovechkin and got knocked out, and I'm telling you, he never, ever turtled. Like, he's such a tough kid. I have so much respect for the way he plays. He doesn't talk much. He just plays. The thing to me about Carolina, they got embarrassed the other night in Florida. They lost 3-0. So Rod Brind'Amour finds a way to get his guys to stoke up a little bit. And, you know, he knew that was kind of a challenge game for them, Edmonton coming in. And they were ready. They were ready. That's a tough back-to-back for them. And they were ready, and they did a number. They did. They played extremely well. But Svechnikov's a real deal. Aho's a real deal. They're a good team. Carolina's a really good team.
On the subject of challenge games.
He just goes about his business, you know, and that shows maturity. He's not too wrapped up about all the outside, you know, the, so to speak, pressure of the situation that he's in. He just plays. And, you know, we're really happy for him to get to a good start. And it's to continue for him to take care of the responsibility to keep improving as a player. And he's done that.
Marty St. Louis on his captain, who missed most of training camp here. As you know, this the line, Caulfield and Kirby Dach, they've just been on fire. Yeah. And now he gets – the Penguins play to Toronto tonight, so a bit of a break for the Canadians, hosting Pittsburgh tomorrow.
They're lucky because that's going to be an emotional game for Pittsburgh tonight. It's a big challenge game for Pittsburgh. They're trying to get themselves out of some trouble here after a tough start. So a really bad road trip out west and then coming home and not playing well either. So this is a big emotional game for Pittsburgh. Good for Montreal. But, you know, all you need to do is watch the start of that game with Vancouver, with Montreal, and how Nick started the game. And, you know, he's ready to play. And there are times, I was watching in the third period, you know, okay, is Vancouver pushing a little bit? Yeah, they're pushing to get back and stuff. But Nick's composure, I think, really matters to his teammates. And you can see that. He knows when to accelerate. He knows when to slow down. He knows when to, you know, chill out and get the coaches to kind of relax a little. He's probably more mature than I thought he would be at this stage of his career.
Pierre, we all love watching the speed demons. I mean, it's nothing like to see McDavid and MacKinnon go end-to-end, but I enjoy watching the intelligent players so much, like when O'Reilly was helping St. Louis win the cup, and to because you could see them slowing the game down as they're carrying the puck.
Well, that's Nick Suzuki. You're spot on, Mitch. I mean, Patrice Bergeron is the same.
Right.
You know, you're so right on. You know, in our day, the gag line, the goal of game line in New York that people, you know, don't talk about nearly enough, the center on that line was Jean Rattel. And Jean Rattel was an awesome player to watch. And I watched Patrice Bergeron play, and I'm going, he's Jean Rattel. I mean, he's a phenomenal, phenomenal player. And it's not because he's super fast or super strong or super big or rifles a puck harder than anybody else. It's because he's super smart. There's still room, and that's where scouts get it wrong. Lots of scouts won't draft players that aren't elite quick, and they're so flawed. Those scouts are so flawed because they don't understand the importance of hockey sense. They do not.
Thank you for another great week, Pierre McGuire. Enjoy your stay in upstate New York.
It'll be brief. I'm heading back to Boston tomorrow night. But thank you, Mitch. Have a good one. Joey, nice to chat with you.
Always a pleasure.
Talk to you on Monday.
Yep.
Once again, Pierre, brought to you by Lauren Rubin at Paramount Financial Services. He takes good care of your money. He's been doing it for over 25 years. He's a good man who's even better at his job. 514-905-0885. He may not be as funny on stage as a stand-up comic, but he's a good man.
Yeah. Poor Lauren. Yeah, he just takes such abuse from us. But I love him.
That's what we do, right?
Well, that's how
you don't poke people you don't like. Who pokes at people that they dislike? You only poke people you really like.
Yeah, it's right? It's brotherly, that's family love. You know, that's what it is. You can tease them like their family,
especially where Lauren and I grew up, for sure. Where'd you grow up?
Coach St. Luke. The
okay.
other
the
other side of the fence,
over the bridge. Jimmy, it was great having you here the last couple of days.
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you for your help. Enjoy the football on the weekend. Starts 9:30 with Tom Brady in Germany. Oh, there's another record Tom Brady's about to set. He'll become the first quarterback in NFL history to start games in three different countries.
England, USA, and Germany.
In Europe. Three different countries in Europe, right?
I just wanted to know, how come Bruce Arians isn't going on this trip?
He's an advisor, but he's not the head coach.